Right. Yeah, fuck it. All the things I was going to say. So we're just walking to the pub after that shite fest. And I'm with Nick, one of the sellers. Just cut through. How do you articulate that? What we've just witnessed going out to Seville.
Still think it's just one of the worst performances I've ever seen at Old Trafford. Just never seen such a lack to win.
We were trying to think during the, when we just, it just fell apart at the seams. City and Liverpool were terrible with the Moyes. Just come up here. What went wrong?
Team selection, we said at the start, didn't we, really?
Fellaini, I don't understand. Don't change your winning team. Don't change your winning system. I get that, you know, people are going to criticise Jose's negative tactic, but you just have Fellaini up there to boot it up to, and then what? Hope for what? I don't understand it.
But it doesn't even win a header.
No, he's terrible.
He won one in the first half, remember. He doesn't even win a header. I don't know what the tactic is. Like, Matic didn't win a header.
Yeah.
Attacking played okay at times, but... Again, it's like sticking
Rashford
out.
Is this where we are? This is exactly what the team we are.
It's not. We've seen at times this year that we can be great. You look at the first half.
Yeah, but then we've seen other times where we're completely just bereft of...
We're just inconsistent. We've had such a great run of results over the last few games. All right, we papered over the cracks, some of the results. Wasn't particularly brilliant against Palace, but it's come from 2-0 down, come from behind at Chelsea, to beat the Scousers and play so well in the first half, to then come to that tonight was just... Where did it come from? I don't understand where it came
from. Well, that's what I think... He changes, so you get the confidence and momentum. I was so confident before those three games, what they would have done to that team. And then they're probably thinking, well, why has he done that? Why has he moved Rashford across? Yeah. Why? I mean, like, I get, look, I'm not a fan of Jose, but you know the endless thing that will wind up so many of you. We've got him, we have to keep him. We'll be worse without him, but some of the things he's done tonight are just inexplicable. If he doesn't trust them, you know, if you're spending 500 million to let attacking flair players and telling them, don't do that, it just... But we were so poor from the back with the ball. Why, you know, consistently in European football over the years, teams outplay us, outpass us, and we never get to see that standard of passing and fluency.
I was just jealous of their midfield at times tonight. It just looks so much better, didn't it? So much sharper.
But we've supposedly signed world-class players to get us to this point.
Yeah. I'm still lost about what Sanchez does. I've still yet to see him.
No, but that, I mean, I know, he's been shit. But he will...
Even fluffed his penalty at Huddersfield. That wasn't even convincing, was it?
You've got to see. I know it's horrible to say he's on that world, you know, supposed world-class player, which I think he is, that January signing is shite. But what this could do for the rest of the season as well, you know, it all become...
I'm just intrigued by the reaction for Saturday, because Brighton becomes the biggest game of the season now, doesn't it, mate?
Well, it'll be the tsunami of shit. That we all feel so down, but it'll clamour now, you know. I did think when the attack, and I'm not saying that was wrong, but when that came up from the crowd, that was sort of like, wow, this love affair that some have with Jose, it's never going to last.
No, I know.
It's never going to last, because the demands, the ethos that we do have, and some of it's mythical, some of it's nonsense. If that's his faith against Seville, who are better in Europe over the recent years, but who are not very good in La Liga, then he doesn't trust this team that he's starting to build. It's becoming his team. Let's wait here for a minute. So what do we do?
It doesn't make sense because they're so poor in Spain. That's the most baffling thing about it. They are so poor in Spain, and they've come here tonight and they've outclassed us at times. They've made us look a bit daft, and considering that we played so well, like, defensively against Liverpool at times on Saturday, that's why I'm still baffled about where it came from. I don't think I've seen Valencia have a poor game in years. He's been great at right back. He was dreadful tonight.
But that's the worst European game I've seen at Old Trafford in 40 years.
God, yeah.
But maybe we never go for a fucking 0-0 away ever again. It fucked Fergie up at that Real Madrid. It changed his psyche when we got knocked out, and then he started thinking, oh, the 0-0, no.
You have to score an away goal.
You're usually optimistic. What comes next? How do we lift ourselves from this? And you wonder, the dressing room will be a... There'll be fingers pointed, and if there are, you know, if there are ructions...
I think you see, you speak about finger pointing though tonight, and you watch just before that first goal came in, and you've got Baye and Matic pointing at each other. They're wondering who should have been marking. And that was embarrassing.
It went
on for a bit too long. That sometimes you should be like, come, you should be there. And it's like going on for 20, 30 seconds and they're still arguing about it. And you think,
well, we don't have a leader to give your heads a fucking wobble.
It's baffling. But I mean, this is captain, ongoing. Though. He should be there tonight to lead by inspiration. But he's captain, and that, well, don't give him the armband.
The issues tonight of us saying poor quality passing, we can't build from the back because we don't have the players capable of building from the back. You know, who have got the confidence, the ability. I mean, that period that led to the attack, we were just passing it sideways. What were we doing? Were we playing for extra time? Anyway, no good will come tonight. I don't know why I've fucking done a podcast.
It was a great quote, though, to be fair, tonight.
Not the first one in years.
Great quote tonight, though, by Paul Statworth, and he said, these guys have come for penalties, and yet they still managed to score two goals.
Go and battered us. They deserve it. I hope they win it now. Go on, go and win it. But us... We've got a lot of questions again, and we've been saying that predating 2012-13, we've been saying that for 10 years. You know, these are issues that are just stagnating sometimes at Old Trafford. Ignoring City, it's what we should be doing. And anyway, thanks. We'll do one on happier times. Fuck it. Support the fans, even though it's a struggle at times, and we appreciate all that you do. Cheers. Night and cancel your hotel rooms in Kiev.